Hi, this is Peter Carruthers. Inside Figure Skating starts right after this. Brought to you by IceNetwork.com, the premier destination for on-demand figure skating coverage from around the globe. IceNetwork.com, your number one choice for figure skating news and information.
Now, from Los Angeles, here is United States champion and Olympic medalist, Peter Carruthers.
The AT&T U.S. Figure Skating Championships start on January 15th, and athletes are in the final stages of training before they make the trip to Spokane, Washington. On the line with me right now is someone who you have to say is one of the top contenders to make the U.S. men's Olympic figure skating team. He's the 2007 U.S. men's silver medalist, and he has won two medals on the Grand Prix of Figure Skating. From Colorado Springs, I'm pleased to be joined by Ryan Bradley. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Peter. How you doing?
Excellent. So how is training coming along as you gear up for the AT&T U.S. Figure Skating Championships?
Things are going great. You know, it's just it's a matter of polishing things off and just working on those GOEs and components to make sure that my scores will match up the way they should.
Right. So as you go forward with the championships coming up just around the corner here, what is your main focus at this point?
You know, my main focus right now, especially this late, is just doing everything that I can do the best way that I can possibly do it. You know, I'm not going to be able to be Jeremy Abbott or an Evan Lysacek or Johnny Weir, you know, so I have to, you know, go through what I'm doing and, you know, do everything. Like, you know, I'm a power jumper. I like to do big high jumps. And so I just polish those landings out so that I can get my points in my way instead of trying to do something that some of the other guys are doing.
Yes, that said, at cancer.net Skate America this season, you took the bronze medal. And what was so impressive about that, I was there, is when you landed two quads in the free skate. And that's the first time that's happened since American 2002 Olympic bronze medalist Tim Gable did that.
Right.
Now, how important, since you mentioned the big jumps, are those quads in your programs?
You know, they're very important, but, you know, at this stage of the game, every jump that I do is really important. So, you know, the quads are just, in the way I look at things, they're just another jump. I don't really think of it as being any more difficult than the triple axel or triple saltow in my book. But, you know, so it's just about getting through it and trying to make them a little bit nicer, you know. Sometimes, like at Skate America, I landed them and had some minuses on the second one. So we've really been working on keeping the speed up so that I can do it a nice solid one after the first one. And I feel great on it, you know. It's just something that we set out to do at the beginning of this year, and I'm ready to accomplish it again.
It looks good. Not all the men are able to do this, and you do it, or you did it, at least at Skate America, with a fair amount of ease. And what are your percentages like on the jumps as far as hitting everything in your program in the free skate, for example, right now?
Well, doing a clean run through, you know, maybe not as often as I would like, but if I had it that way, I would never miss a jump. I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to that. But they're very good. You know, doing those quads back-to-back is, you know, up the upper percentages between 70 and 80, I would say. I feel really confident on it. And, you know, getting myself to, you know, come back down after that and be ready for the triple axel and the triple lutz in the very next section, you know, is something that I struggled with earlier in the year, but I feel really confident with that now as well. So, you know, those numbers are, you know, definitely reflecting how I feel about things. And they've just been, you know, really climbing throughout the season, which is exactly what I was hoping to do.
Kind of like averages in baseball, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry?
I said just keep building, you know, want those numbers to keep getting higher and higher.
You got it, right. But that said, you're probably one of the more charismatic, stylish skaters that I've seen. You inject so much energy and enthusiasm into your skating. Discuss what that's like as being a big part of your entire package.
No, that's definitely the most fun part of skating for me, is just getting in front of a responsive crowd and getting to play, you know. And that's really what it is I go out there and there's a lot of pressure, a lot of tension, and, you know, you can feel it in the arena. And I want to be that person that breaks the tension so that everyone feels that it's okay to smile a little bit and it's okay to, like, be a part of it, you know. And, you know, that's such a huge part of my skating is I like to include the crowd so that it's not just me out there by myself, but I'm out there.
It's so obvious because, of course, you remember back at Nationals in 2007. In fact, I interviewed you right after your silver medal win there, and it was great because no sooner had I finished the interview and you went back out and did a backflip for the audience. So, I mean, you were totally fired up. The audience was excited, and when everything's firing on all cylinders, what's that feeling like?
You know, it's really an incredible feeling. And, you know, back then it was a very foreign feeling to me. I hadn't really had a breakthrough performance. I'd been sticking in the middle of the pack. So at that point it was extremely euphoric and I was just completely like in a daze for a couple of weeks after that even, you know. So now it's a place where, you know, I really look forward to having that energy of the crowd behind me and hitting all those tricks. And, you know, it's something that I'm very comfortable with now, whereas before, like I said, it was really foreign. So, you know, it's one of those things that's kind of addicting. You feel it once, you never want to stop feeling it. And I understand why, you know, sports players, you know, sometimes play past their prime because they want to feel that feeling one more time.
And I'm sure the feeling you want to get is making the U.S. Olympic team.
You know, that would be pretty nice.
What would that mean to you to make the Olympic team?
You know, that would be the perfect exclamation point on my career. You know, I know that I haven't had an Evan Lysacek or Johnny Weir-like career where everything, you know, came to me in the senior ranks right away, and I took a long time getting to where I am. And, you know, it's one of those things that I really wanted to do when I was a kid, and when I was you know, in my late teens, I started to think it was something that wasn't ever going to happen and it wasn't possible. So, like, it's kind of just like my rebirth of my career, you know, just finally getting to that point where, you know, I dreamed about when I was a little boy and something that I really always wanted. And, you know, my mantra this entire year was, you know, do everything now so that when the time comes, you look back and have no regrets. And, you know, everything that all the choices that I made this entire season really reflected that. And I feel like I've put myself together in a better place than I've ever been. And I can't even believe, like, how calm I feel going into Nationals. Usually I'm a mess. And I just feel so ready and so prepared to, you know, make my push and do everything that I can do, you know, on my end to put myself on the team and just see where everything falls.
Okay, Ryan, it sounds like everything's right on track as you head into the national championship. Best of luck, and thank you for coming on Inside Figure Skating, and we look forward to talking with you in the future.
All right, thank you, Peter. You have a great one.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That does it for Inside Figure Skating. For IceNetwork.com, I'm Peter Carruthers. Thanks for listening.